Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, but I have Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's the 30th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center is number one. Sue.
Yes, good morning.
How do we let August get away?
God, where is the year gone? I mean, we're coming up on, you know, the fall, all these events.
I'm seeing Halloween stuff up.
I'm seeing Christmas stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's too much. I refuse.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You happen to have the weather?
I do, today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Right.
Sunny and hot. Breezy, too. A high of 104 and a low of 70. Tomorrow's high, 102, low of 70. 107 for Thursday under sunny skies. Then temperatures right around 106 for Friday as we head into the weekend. Mostly clear overnight with lows dropping in the 70s throughout the week. Now, as we head into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Monday, it's going to be a scorcher. Saturday's high, 108. Sunday, 110. Labor Day for your Monday, sunny and hot with a high of 111. It's currently 70, a little bit smoky in downtown.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Crazy. Crazy hot.
It changed. It's, you know, from yesterday. It's gone up since yesterday. You know, I've got yesterday's forecast in here. But it showed Sunday only being 107.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be hot. Okay. Hey, the weather reports, excuse me, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, or, you know, maybe two tanks. So it comes down to customer service, and Shasta Gas and Propane has great customer service. They really do think of their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business that's been around for a couple of decades. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 365-3793. Now, Sue's not usually here.
Nope.
Sue does the news and blows out of here because she has to come back. Because she has another job here at the station and sometimes two or three others. We really appreciate you staying on because Liam, whose hair is on fire, trying to get here. I hope he didn't get a ticket on the way here. It's not like he lives down the street.
No, he lives a ways away.
So. I may have to rent him a room in the house. And I'll let him sit back. I'll put him back in my office, which has no bed. And what I'll do is I'll throw a couple potatoes to him, you know, during the week. And it's next to the Mount Shasta water, you know, station there. So I have water, and there's a bathroom there.
You just described my first apartment, like 5x5.
Oh, my gosh. So last night, Linda and I are looking at, somehow, she gets on YouTube, and it's just totally an aberration of what she usually watches. She's looking at homes for sale in Italy.
Oh, my.
And let me tell you, these, you know, of course, I mean, they're in castle districts because in Italy, many of the towns were based around like a castle where there would be a rich guy. And he was rich enough to have soldiers to protect not only the keep, the castle, but the people. So people would gravitate to that area because they'd be protected. And then they do their farming. They walk down the hill and they do their farming and all this. And that's, you know, it worked. So, but a lot of these places are, what, 1,000 years old? I mean, my gosh, it's 2022.
And they're still standing.
They're still standing. But, well, when I was stationed in Naples, we used to have a saying that it only took 1,000 years from Romans to become Italians. They are still using the aqueducts that was built back, you know, before Christ was born. And they're still using those aqueducts and the water system inside Italy. And they come up in the fountains, you know, that, and the water is pure and it's cold. I mean, you can drink out of any fountain. Well, I shouldn't say any fountain, but every fountain that I've found in Rome. I mean, these are public fountains. You know, the water comes out. You can get water out of it.
So did she find anything?
Oh, of course.
She found a lot of things.
Oh, this one's only 795,000 euros. She goes, oh, euros. That's equal to a dollar now. It used to be more. Now it could even be less than a dollar. 795. But there are others in there, you know, like 150,000, 200,000, that were really nice places. They'd been redone and all this, you know. So it was interesting, you know, because there's a story of a couple that they used, you know, they travel, and they found this place in northern Italy that they really liked. And so they've been living there for like 5 years.
Wow.
They found this place. And it was really, they were showing it. It's really a nice place.
And you've traveled the world, so you would know where you'd like to live.
Well, I tell you what, if it wasn't for, you know, I'll always want to live in the United States. My friends, if sometimes we get upset about things, but until you travel and you find out how, I mean, and there's very nice places in the world, of course, but the United States, I mean, it's got to be right at the top. As far as something like having water and turning on the water or going to a new place and wanting to get a phone. Oh, that could take weeks to get a phone. But if I was going to live in another place, I think I'd look at Croatia.
Really?
Along the Dalmatian coast, yeah, where the Adriatic Sea is.
Wow, and people don't realize.
It's really nice. Oh, yeah, when I was I was working there, doing a contract there. Several of the people that worked in the same business I was in bought, like, condos on the ocean right there for almost nothing. There were islands for sale right off the coast. I mean, you're talking about a 5-minute, 10-minute boat ride. And you could have your own island. There's a house on it. And, you know, it was like 10 acres. So, I mean, it had a house, it had water. I mean, it had everything. And right off the coast. And this is right after the Croatian War, Serbian-Croatian War. So it wasn't, I mean, you could, the only problem is their property rights was if the great-great-grandfather died, mm-hmm. it was split up among all the kids. And when they died, it was split up among no kids. So you may have 30 owners of a piece of property.
And trying to get two people to agree on anything is almost impossible. And, get more than that.
To lease it, because we were leasing property all the time when we were putting up towers. We were leasing property. And if we could get three or four of them, that was enough. And then if somebody else came in, hey, that's my property too. Well, we got these people to agree to it, so we'll pay you some money too.
Wow.
That it rarely happened, but sometimes it did.
Yeah, but they'd be crawling out of the woodwork if they were there.
Oh, yes. No, it was amazing. But Croatia, the people are really nice. Now that they cleaned up most of the mines, I would say almost all the mines.
That is a minus.
That was a minus. Okay, you never walked into where they had yellow tape. Never go into the woods where there's yellow tape.
How do you do that? Do you just throw a bunch of like tennis balls in an area and go, okay, then?
Oh no! What we would do is it was yellow taped, and people would stay off. It would stay out of the area. Or it was pretty cool because locals would go in there and they'd find the mines and bring them out and just kind of pile them up or call the government. The government would come in there and pick them up.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, well, the mining, when they mined places in Croatia and Bosnia, when we came in into the airport there back when I was in the military and working with NATO, and we flew into Sarajevo. I mean, don't get off the sidewalks or the asphalt. And you go out there and you look in the field, and they'd have it marked off, and you could see the mines out there because it eroded. And, I mean, it was like, it wasn't like 10 or 12. It was like whole fields of it.
Wow.
They were indiscriminately putting mines everywhere. But the people knew about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'd have a heavy rainstorm, and the mines would come out, and people would call the military, and NATO would go out there and
scoop them up.
Scoop them up. Yeah. See, we don't have to worry about that in the United States.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, going back to Croatia, they're industrious. They are really nice people. They're very welcoming people. And, if I was going to live someplace else, I'd think about Croatia along the Adriatic, along the coast there, in a house there. That would be okay.
Sounds beautiful.
It is. All right, got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, I know, I'll get it yet. Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Four Winds Jewelry is where Linda hangs out when she wants to find jewelry, and she goes over there because they have a great selection of jewelry. They have very fair prices. They're super nice people, Rebecca and Henry. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:34. I always go there if I'm looking for jewelry for Linda. I'll go in there, and they help me, and they've never made a mistake yet on that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
So don't you lay back now, supplies are running out. Now if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, maybe I'm tomorrow. But if the offer shines, you might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and will feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jonesport by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Buds. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. The last time I saw her this morning, she had her head covered with a bandana. She had cowboy boots on, and she was rolling out. She beat me out of the door this morning. 7:20 in the morning here, and it's going to be hot today. It's going to be hot all weekend, but right now it's about 68 degrees. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, you've had enough of sprinklers, our lawn guys in here at our house today, trying to figure out which sprinklers aren't working and which are. That's going to be a 2 or 3 hour job, and then trying to fix that because we're trying to make sure we're not wasting any water, and yet we still need to have some of the sprinklers coming on when we do water. No sporadic, sporadic days that we do. But if you've had enough of that, perhaps River Commons is a place you might want to look at. It's not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. Beautiful accommodations, great food, gourmet chefs, and activities, great people there, and they're pet friendly. They've got it all right there at River Commons Senior Living. To learn more, take a tour, maybe have lunch there. Give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. It's a superior and carefree living experience. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. All right, 7:22 in the morning. I want to remind everybody that today, from 4 to 6 p.m., is going to be the Anderson Cottonwood Users Association Irrigation District information event. It's free. And the purpose of the event is to answer your questions about what is happening to our community. All residents, both inside and outside the district, are welcome. Now, they're going to have a number of speakers there. Cal Fire, Fish and Wildlife, water experts to talk about what to do and how to and what are they looking at this year. But it's free, and it goes tonight from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Anderson City Hall Community Center. All right. We had fires. We had two fires in Redding and Oak Run, and, well, it's more than, but here in Redding, a couple of spots. People are, you know, naturally, we all should be very, very aware with the temperatures going to as high as they are this weekend. At least the winds aren't blowing hard. But we had two fires right here in Redding. The 2-acre Goodwater fire, and it was contained after 2 acres. However, it was cause of the fire is arson. And it was a 2-alarm fire, and just north of Oasis Road. And then the Clover Creek Preserve fire, and that luckily kept to 1 acre. And it appears that a squirrel playing in the power lines. I imagine the squirrels playing no longer. That he arced the current and started this. Other places in Oregon, the Rum Creek fire has exploded and is now a state of emergency in Oregon. So. It's a fire season, And I guess we're lucky. You know, when you read about a, we get all types of press releases, and we got one from the Sheriff's Department. There was a homicide in Shasta County around Whitmore. I think it was Whitmore. And a guy was they arrested the guy during a traffic stop, and he killed an acquaintance of his. He's in jail, but it took like a day or less than a day to pick these guys up. So it's not like it's a surprise. They had known each other. The guy was reported dead, etc. Gosh, other things that are going on outside our area. Now here's happy news. Do you ever watch the Little League World Series?
I didn't even know that was a thing, but yep. I know now.
You know now. They have a World Series. Well, if you know anything about Little League and baseball, they literally have a World Series. You know, we call ours a World Series here in the United States, but nobody plays from outside the country. But they have teams from literally all over the world.
Wow.
And come into play, and then the international Little League champion plays the United States Little League champion. It's a big thing. Wow. And there was a while that the United States just wasn't winning. But, you know, they kept, and they said, well, that's baseball. Well, over the weekend on Sunday, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Mm.
They won the Little League World Series over Caracal, and they stopped it with they have a something that's called a mercy rule. When the other team gets like 11 runs ahead, they stop the game.
Yeah,
and Hawaii won 13-3 when they stop the game.
Wow.
I mean, I watched part of that game.
That's crazy.
Oh, these little kids. I mean, these
and
kids.
They're kids, you know.
They're little kids, yeah. And they just hammered the ball.
Smoked them.
And they had, you know, Caracal started 1-0 in the top of the first, and then Hawaii came back-to-back homers. And these two kids named Keokoa and Pianal and Kama and Angel combined for 9 RBIs and 5 hits. So these kids were just – and then their pitcher struck out 10 while giving up 3 hits, 3 walks, and 3 runs in 4 innings. So, yay. And I tell you, you know, for the – you know, it's just watching, and they have a large crowd there too.
Yeah.
And just watching the parents, and it's, you know, there's no booing, there's no, you know, nothing like that. I mean, it is, everybody's on their best behavior. So it was cool. So congratulations to the Honolulu Little League team that won the World Series. Not a surprise. The Border Patrol chief, Raul Ortiz, said under oath that President Biden's border policies have no consequences for illegal migrants traveling to the United States and are to blame for the unprecedented surge at the border and release of hundreds of thousands into the interior of the country. He was in a recorded deposition on July 28th in Florida, and the news organization got a copy of that. And so he was deposed under oath. And Ortiz, who has been in the Border Patrol for over 31 years, he says he believes migration is going to increase at an exponential rate at the southern border because there are no consequences. So, now here's my question. We're letting all these people in without checking them for COVID. Or if they have COVID, we're still letting them in, right? And yet there's this tennis player. He's, I don't know, he's Croatian or something. Guy's like world champion. We are not letting him into the United States because he hasn't been vaccinated for COVID. Yet we're allowing hundreds of thousands of people in. That's okay. But we're not allowing one tennis player in. I mean, this is, I think if you're going to, if you're going to say the Biden administration in a snapshot, there it is. There it is. And then the press spokesman for Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre, said, oh, no, people can't just walk across the border. And yet you can show her countless hours of video showing people just walking across the border. I don't know if she knows what's going on. You know, it must be tough to stand up in front of people and have to tell untruths, half-truths, things you know aren't true, and make the statements and then just stand there. I think I'd have to do is, okay, no, they just don't walk across the border if I said it. I'd turn around and I'd say, is my nose growing? Is my nose growing? We're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We have a couple of guests. We're going to talk and we're going to ask Al about a few things. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. We're on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Hey, become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contributes to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. We're a member. So are hundreds and hundreds of other businesses here. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is located at 1321 Butte Street in downtown Reading, or you can make a phone call to them at 530-225-4433. In the studios is, taking selfies, is Elle and Ron Lim. Ron Lim, a well-known man about town.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. I've known you a long time.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Ask Elle is the name of her program that's getting ready to start up. And tell people what Ask Elle is about.
Well, Ask Elle is it's really based on about the last 22 years of my own personal research, education, and experience. And it's just about helping couples move toward a more satisfying relationship experience. And
okay, now I will tell you, the last time Elle was on, I had a great time, as did Linda, because she explained certain things. Now, here's my first question.
Yeah.
Why does a man freeze and his butt gets tight? Your eyes get wider, and the hair on the back of your neck stands up when his significant other, his wife or significant other says, "We need to talk." Why is that?
That is a really good question, and I have a really good answer for that.
Okay.
Okay, so the way men and women approach talking is, first of all, it's just typically very different, but when a woman approaches a man for talking, there's history there, and that history usually means he's either in trouble or she's going to go deep diving into a sea of emotions, and he feels like he's just entered shark-infested waters and has no idea really how to respond to that. And it's complicated for him because, one, he's going to want to track everything she's saying for what's the point or what's the problem. And typically there is no point and there is no problem coming. She just wants to empty her emotional bucket of boat trash, and then his eyes start to glaze over, and she suddenly looks and realizes, oh my God, he's disconnected from me. What's happening? I'm in trouble. So, yeah. But there's ways to approach that so that it's successful for both people are having a good outcome for that.
And you're going to be discussing those things on your show. Now, Linda has learned after 15 years of marriage. I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
It's the words out of her mouth. And I immediately go,
yeah.
And then she has learned to say, it's not about you. And then I go,
nice.
I can sit there for an hour after that. Nice. Oh, it's not about me. What's it about? You know? And it could be anything. It's what happened during the day. She just wants to chat.
Yeah.
But as soon as she said, it's not about you, then. Uh-huh. Or
very good.
I used to ask, community talk is about me. No, it's not about you. And I went, oh, but now she says it first.
Very true.
Yeah. So, nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
So when a woman says to you, we need to talk, is your reaction the same as mine? Or
pretty much.
Most men?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yes, exactly. All those things. But, yeah, I like that. That's not about you, then I'm there.
I'm there. I'm there for you. You want a couple of hours? Here we go. Can I get something to drink?
Okay.
You've got other things you're going to be talking about, like why men are silent when they drive.
Yeah.
Now, two men, Ron and I, could drive literally to Portland and never say a word to each other. And at the end of it, we're fine.
Yeah.
Why can we do that? And women think we're upset if we're not talking.
It's the difference in the way the brains are designed. And men, we talked about this before, men are single focused. And so when men are driving, they are underway. We are underway. We are focused on where we're going. We have a destination. We're going to get to the destination. We know what we're going to do when we get to that destination. And men need transition time. So say...
we're on a mission.
Yeah, you're on a mission. You know,
we're mission oriented.
I'll say what that looks like on a date. And we might have talked about this before, but on a
we
date,
did. But I think everybody needs to hear this again.
Yeah, it's so important because the difference between men's brains, you are designed in the most amazing way to be single focused. And so that single focus means that you are trying to produce a result. On a date, you want to produce the result of a successful date. Well, women are designed, we want to connect. So we want to talk. We want to know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what's going on. And the men's focus on, get on the freeway. We want to be safe. Get on the freeway. So he's holding himself responsible for
the date.
The date, getting on the freeway, getting to the restaurant. Once he gets to the restaurant, you want to make sure you get a seat. Once you get a seat, you want to make sure you got water, silverware, everything you need. And then typically at that point, once the man feels like, okay, everything's good, then he'll look at the woman and go, okay, so talk to me.
And at this point, though, she's already pissed.
She thinks that he is deliberately not connecting to her, or she becomes very worried or concerned that he's not connecting. He doesn't want to connect to me. He's not interested in me. What do I do? What do we do? Typically, if on a date, until he's got everything settled and he can focus now on her, if she just sat there and smiled and looked happy, he would be completely content with that, and then she'll get the conversation that she's wanting.
Okay. My favorite meme is this. Two people laying in bed. They're back to back. And then the woman is saying, he doesn't love me anymore. He hasn't talked to me all day. He's probably got somebody on the side. You know, why is he doing this to me? And the guy's thinking, gosh, Tom Brady missed 2 days of practice. Wonder what that means. I think that captures it perfectly.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we think about things and, you know, we talked about how men's brains are set up different than women's, and yours was a plate of spaghetti. And men were waffles with, but, you know, I like it's a little boxes. We all have little boxes in there, and the men's box, the largest box in a man's brain is the nothing box. And we can have, so when you say, what are you thinking about?
Nothing.
and then when somebody says that, you run back and you close that box and you pick out the next one, whatever she wants to talk about, open that one up. But it's like, oh yeah, we have a nothing box. And I asked Linda one day, what are you thinking? She goes, nothing. And I looked at her, she goes, women have a nothing box. It's a lot smaller, but we still have a nothing box. So, I mean, women can think about nothing.
For a minute. Yeah. Well, that, you know, that shows up. A good example of that would be when a man is watching a ball game. And women are diffused focused. So we can think about lots of different things at one time. We can be thinking about dishes. We can think about kids. We can think about, oh, I want to ask you a question while you're watching the game. Because we could focus on the game, focus on the question, focus on the conversation all at the same time. But with a man, if he's focused on the game, he's watching the game. So when she says, hey, I want to talk to you about something, what that means to him is she now wants him to completely stop focusing on the game and now focus on her. And So then he has to have that transitional time to readjust his focus. And so sometimes men can look irritated about that. And women don't understand that because we could do both. We could have a conversation and focus.
What Linda says to me is, can you pause that?
Nice.
And I go, sure. And I pause it.
Yeah.
And then we talk about whatever it is. And then when she's finished, unpause. Don't miss a second. And
yeah.
So, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or whatever reason, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. If you're not having problems, but, you know, you're not sure if it's going right the way it should, and you call him, and he'll tell you whether you need an attorney or not. Because if it's working the way it should, no matter, might be a little bit slow, but it's working the way it should, he'll tell you, just look, keep lawyers out of this. And because they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing now. However, if you're not getting the treatment you should be getting, Patrick Gorman is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. Like I said, he has a free consultation, and this guy's he's like a pit bull when it comes to arguing for his clients. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And we'll be right back with Ask Al and Ron Lim.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention, Shasta County hunters. Hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate, and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now with the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need anything printed, business cards, invitations, how about t-shirts, how about pop-up tents, do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. They have a whole bunch of neat stuff. Don't call any 800 numbers. Don't get online. Give Steve a call, 530-221-0400. Located at 2900 Innsbruck Drive right here in Reading, Minuteman Press. Okay, we're with Ask L, who's starting a new show next week, and Ron Lim. Okay, L, there are so many questions. You've got 36 things here. And you know what? This I don't care. We're going to have to bring you back on. You have your own show. Yeah. People are going to listen. We're going to talk about these things.
Yeah.
You know, about why men don't talk, why they drive, why a man feels versus when a woman feels, and why do men walk away during an argument?
Very good. Very good. The main reason men walk away.
Self-preservation.
Yeah. Well, it's preservation for both. I mean, when you're in an argument with a man, where it gets to the point where he wants to walk away, he's probably engaged in his, I don't want to say anything to this person. This is a person that I love. This is a person that I'm sworn to protect and provide and take care of. I'm responsible for her happiness. She's not happy right now. I don't want to say anything mean or be awful.
Or tell her the truth. Okay, there's another one. Okay. No, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Well, no, I mean, there's truth. Okay.
Yeah.
What about truth?
Yeah, what about
men's
truth
versus women's truth?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I mean, men see things, we look at things differently than women do. A man's truth of accomplishing something. I know it makes Linda extremely happy if I do work outside the house. And so the other day, we had to put up a shade. And I have one of these ladders that was given to me by my in-laws. One of those ones that can do 150 different things, but you got to read the directions for every one of them. And I've got this thing up. I'm up in the side of the house, and I put it down because that's not working, and I move it to another part, and then I move this. Linda's right out there with me. And she's got the broom pushing the thing up, and we actually got it on, and it was such, it was a sense of accomplishment for us. Nice. High fives, went around, had a shot. Yay! It makes her very happy.
Yeah.
I know that she really enjoys that.
Yeah, it's a big point.
But I frankly don't like yard work.
Yeah.
I just hate it. Let's just say it. So what a man sees is different than what a woman sees as. And I can't get, I can't
You're
be more.
About the honey-do list.
Yeah, I can't be any much more, I can't explain it more than that because it's not really clear to me.
Okay. Well, the honey-do list is a whole other thing. I mean, the honey-do list, it's that the woman's environment, she wants to be able to impact her environment. She wants her environment to be beautiful, typically. Some women don't care, but typically the woman wants her environment to be beautiful. She wants to impact it. There's things she can't do. She needs help with it. She's asking you for help. Sometimes the man is focused on other things and he doesn't get to the list, and that can create that's a whole other topic and how to resolve that and how to handle that. So in a more satisfying and successful way. There's ways to handle all of these trouble spots in a more satisfying and successful way. Sometimes when you're saying telling the truth, maybe that sounds like, it could sound like you're trying to control her. I don't know. I'm just using that, pulling that out of my head. But really what you're doing is you're possibly just wanting to provide some influence. You see potential and you see something that could work out well and you're wanting to provide influence. She might see that as being controlling. There's ways to have a, there's ways to handle that that's satisfying for both. Those are the kinds of things we're going to address on the show.
Okay. Now, Ron Lim, you've been sitting here kind of chortling with me and, you know, little comments, but Ron, you're on the show too.
Yes, I'm our co-host. I'm there for the guys.
There you go.
Somebody has to speak for us, right?
Somebody has to. Yeah. Somebody has to take that. Yeah, that knife to the chest.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks. No. Yeah, we can't let her. You know, just talk about us guys the whole hour.
Well, everything she's saying is making sense to me. But true. That's not what you were going. You know, even though we're talking about that, you've got a huge announcement to make.
Yeah, I
huge.
Do.
And you're hearing it here first, people.
Actually, we chose you to be the first in Reading to even know. But, Lim's Cafe, which, you know, me and my three sisters own. My parents started it many years ago. And, we are actually going to be closing. We've sold the business. I'm not sure how it's going to be carried on. It's a restaurant, I believe. I'm not sure. But, so after 90 years.
We're
retiring.
You're retiring.
Yeah, everyone's retiring. None of the younger generation are interested in.
They saw everything that the older generation.
Oh, they all worked there.
And they all worked there and said.
In fact, my dad told me when I was in high school, whatever you do, don't do this.
But you all did.
Well, we all did.
You went on to other things.
I went on to other things. Yeah.
So, Lim's is closing
next Tuesday.
Nice. So, all you people. Who everybody talks, everybody's eating there. They're going to be closing next Tuesday, so here's your chance.
We're on our fourth or fifth generation.
That's right. A week from today, they're closing.
A week from today, night, evening.
Evening, we'll be they're closing. All Tuesday. That's their last meals.
In fact, we're going to, I'd like to do that little trivia contest about the, where was the first Lim's.
Okay.
And that will provide you with the absolute last dinner.
That's right.
After 90 years of Lim's.
If somebody can call in and say, tell us where the first or where Lim's was originally, and it's around here. Let me put it this way. It's not here in the studio, but it's reasonably close.
Reasonably.
To the studio.
Because back in the day, this town was.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller. And if you can call in, you get the last meal served free. At Lim's free. Now, I'm going to be there for sure Tuesday, because you got to be there Tuesday. Are you going to be there?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Are you going to be, like, serving?
Maybe. Well, I might be bussing dishes.
You might be doing something. Whole family's going to be there.
But, yeah, it's
this is huge.
It's a very huge thing.
It's a huge thing. It's after 90 years.
Yeah, it was a big decision.
Big.
But, yeah, we wanted you to know first, here on the radio with Carl, Linda.
Lim's is closing. Wow. I mean, that's like a tradition. You know, and
it is.
It's, you know, a lot of people would, you know, like Thanksgiving and places like that would come in.
Well, we would be open.
You'd be open, and many places are closed.
We're open all holidays.
In New York, and Linda used to talk about that. She says, but in New York and other places, and because everything's closed on Thanksgiving,
Lim's is always there. Yeah,
you know, Chinese food was there.
Yeah, it's.
Is there some sadness here?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, we all grew up, like I said, working in there. I started when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
Washing dishes in the second location.
In the second location.
This is our third location where we're at.
Yeah. So if you there's people out there going, oh my God. Yeah. So 90 years ago, Lim's started in a place reasonably close to our studios at 1326 Market Street. So think about it. You know, where we are, reasonably close, where Lim's started 90 years ago. And they are just made the announcement, Ron Lim made the announcement, that it's closing next Tuesday, a week from today. So here comes a phone call. Okay, you got to come on the line and tell us where it was 90 years ago. You got to tell us where it was 90 years ago. Okay. Are they on the line? He's holding his finger up. Liam's holding his finger up. Okay. David. David, yes. Are you there?
I am.
Where was Limbs 90 years ago?
I think it was across from, it used to be the Golden Eagle Hotel at the corner of, like, California and Yuba Street, and Limbs was across Yuba Street from that.
You're close. That was the second one.
Ah, okay.
No, very few people know the first one.
Yeah, this one's a tough one.
I'm only 75, so wait.
Yeah, you're not old enough.
But you knew where the second one was. That's great. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, that ought to be worth something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but first one is. Yeah.
Yuba Street, yeah. Yeah. Right next to Singer Sewing Machine where the Christmas tree was in the intersection.
Okay.
You weren't here, but the Christmas tree used to be in the dead center of the intersection of Market and Yuba, and people would run into it.
All right. Okay, we've got to run. We're at that time where the news is coming on.
Well, thanks for letting me announce it here.
Okay, this is a huge announcement. So everybody, and we'll talk about it between now and then, that the last dinner is being sold at Limbs on Tuesday the 6th.
Evening.
Tuesday evening on the 6th of September. So be there. Be there for the last hurrah. All right. Thank you very much. And we got a break for the news, and we come back. Haven you Maine's with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Strength of water. Emergency supplies are starting to be delivered as emergency repairs get underway to the Jackson Water Treatment Plant. The Ukrainian military has gone on the offensive across southern Ukraine with a surge of fighting across the south and fresh attacks on Russian positions.
In an intelligence note, the British Defense Ministry said although it was not yet possible to confirm the extent of Ukrainian advances, its army had increased artillery fire in frontline sectors across southern Ukraine. It added that Ukrainian troops were using long-range precision strikes to disrupt Russian resupply lines.
The BBC's Sasha Schlichter reporting. The latest Case-Shiller 20-city home price index just out. U.S. home prices rose 18.6% in June of this year compared with the same month 1 year ago. On Wall Street, stocks tumbling once again. They're deep in the red. The Dow is down 378 points for a loss of more than 1%. The Nasdaq is off 205 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
International aid has started arriving in flood-ravaged Pakistan. A third of the country's underwater, bridges and roads have been washed away, millions of homes damaged or destroyed. The BBC's Pumza Palani is in Sindh province.
The parents here have told us that their children sometimes go for a day without eating, or 2 days even, and they've got nothing to offer them, not even water in some instances. So that is the sense of devastation that people are seeing, that they don't know if help is coming at all, and if it is, they don't know how long it will take for it to eventually trickle down to people in these sorts of conditions.
The head of the European Union's executive branch and the German chancellor pledging a reform of Europe's electricity market to help bring down power prices that have been pushed higher by skyrocketing gas prices. The European Commission president says soaring electric prices now exposing the limitations of our current electricity market design. News and analysis, townhall.com. Millions who rely on the government for food experience some technical difficulties.
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program users, also known as SNAP and previously known as food stamps,
were not able to purchase groceries Sunday in some states. Website outage tracker Down Detector reported over 5,000 outages around 3 Sunday afternoon. The outage was blamed on a third-party processor outage. The social media users were quick to comment, some saying the phase-out of cash and a move to digital money would result in the same predicament. Only then, they said, it would be the government shutting off Americans' bank accounts on purpose. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Following three straight monthly declines, consumer confidence measured by the Conference Board has rebounded this month. The board's consumer confidence index rising to 103.2 from 95.3 in July. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, y'all. And we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. On Tuesdays, as everybody knows, Linda's on assignment. It doesn't mean she's laying in bed. No, she was blowing out of the door earlier than I was this morning, much earlier than Liam was. Today's the 30th of August, buddy.
I don't even know.
No, I...
It's already, like, I started working here in May.
Yeah.
And May went by like that. And, like, I don't know, it's already August. I just can't wrap my head around
it. End of August.
Like, ugh.
I know. 8:06 or 8:06 here in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community encouraged. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. By popular demand, because people have asked me about it many times, and I just kind of usually blow it off. We now have bumper stickers for KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Only got like, I don't know, about 100. So if you want a bumper sticker, it's tastefully done. It's not something that covers your entire bumper. It's like a, 4 inches long, 3 inches high. So it's not ostentatious, but then again, it fights above its weight. So, if you want one of these, two of them have already been taken already this morning. And so, if you want one of those, just come on into the station and say, I want a KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM bumper sticker. And you can have it. Okay. It's a big announcement there. Second big announcement, in case you didn't hear the first part of the show and you're just tuning in now, you're just kind of like wiki. Ron Lem was on our show, and Lem's Cafe is closing. He made the announcement here. After 90 years in the business, Ron Lem's is closing. And why? Well, he said none of the younger generation wants to carry on. And it's sad, but it's time. I mean, because the kids are, they've seen how hard it is. And they see what happened during COVID. And they see all the things. And just being in the restaurant business is not what they wanted. So, Lim's is closing next Tuesday evening. So, I recommend that if nothing else for a bit of history, you go in and you have dinner or lunch or something during that day. Ron's going to be there. I may call him and just say, Ron, save us a table, and bring in some people that night. And have a limbs feast. Okay, on a happier note, Mark Story, Chief Executive Officer of Haven Humane, has joined us today. And I have one question. Are you buying me breakfast this morning?
I am, yes.
Okay, I want to make sure. I skip breakfast just in case.
I absolutely am, yes. Good morning.
Okay, now, all dogs and cats are currently $25 to adopt.
That's correct.
Now,
yes.
People
said... Well, all dogs and cats. So puppies and kittens are not, but anything 6 months and older is $25 to adopt.
Okay. Now, here's a question somebody asked. Okay. Why does it cost more for puppies than other ages?
Because puppies go faster. So,
okay.
And please understand that even at the rate that we're charging for puppies, we still lose money on every adoption. I mean, it doesn't pay for the spay, neuter, microchip vaccinations. So, but yes.
Now, the other thing, too, is the older the dog gets, the harder it is a lot of times to adopt. Or am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. It depends on the dog or the cat. And then after 6 years, we actually, right now they're all $25, but normal pricing, it's half off because of the PALS fund. So, it's still discounted over 6 years of age. But some people don't want puppies and kittens. Some people want dogs and cats because they'd rather get them after they've gone through the chewing phase. They've gone through the potty training phase. Yeah. And they've done all that. And yeah, you may have to potty train again. Especially when we're talking about a dog and a cat finding a litter box, but it's usually pretty easy for adults. It's a lot quicker for them. So a lot of people would rather have, you know, a 2-year-old, you know, or a 3-year-old because they've kind of come into their own already. You don't have to go through that fun phase. And, you know, some people want puppies, some people want kittens, but, so.
And it's just harder to, you know, people, first, you know, oh, look how cute that puppy or kitten is. Yeah. But it's still $25 and we offer, every Friday, we'll pay that adoption fee for our pet of the week.
Oh,
and we got cool. The first phone call last week.
Nice. And who was the dog? Do you remember?
Okay, silence here on the radio.
Uh-huh.
It was the one from not last Friday, but the Friday before last. And
two Fridays ago.
I can't remember her name. But it was, but somebody came in and we gave a check to, Christina for $25. So we have offered that every Friday.
Nice.
When the dogs come in, whatever the pet is, we'll pay right here at Free Fire Radio, we'll pay that adoption fee.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's Katrina.
Katrina.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
And she's amazing and she writes up some really cool write-ups for them and everything. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fun. She has fun doing that for sure.
Okay, what happened at the Zumba Bash?
Zumba Bash. Zumba Bash was a huge hit. It was actually, we brought in more money this year than we have in any of the previous years. I want to thank Anderson Family Fitness, the whole team, Chris, this whole team there is absolutely amazing. But I especially want to thank Jennifer Lozoya for doing this. This is our 7th one. It's the 8th year. We obviously had to skip 1 year. And her energy is just amazing, and her husband Omar is amazing too, for putting up with her dealing with Zumba Bash for us. But so many people put it together. All of the instructors that came out volunteered. Randy DJ Unruly, who did the DJing for us, was amazing, and we had a great turnout. We had a lot of tickets that were pre-bought, and we had a lot of people that showed up at the door, and it was packed. It was great. So there will be another one next year. We'll be letting you know what the dates are, but I want to thank all those folks for everything that they did. And then, of course, our team for helping out. But really, Jennifer does the bulk of the work for this.
What's it look like, a Zumba bash?
I've never
been to a Zumba class, so, I mean, are people dancing in there? And they do.
Oh, yeah. So this year was the theme was Arabian Nights, so everybody looked like they were in Aladdin, which was really cool. We had vendors in the back. It's in the Wind River Event Center. So it's big. The stage was all set up, and then all of the instructors all have routines that they do. So there's a huge dance floor, and everybody's out doing the Zumba, and they are following these routines. And these routines, it's usually not one instructor up on stage. They usually have a couple extra people, up to like 15 people on the stage or more, and they're all doing this routine. It's a lot of fun. So if you're into Zumba, if you're into exercise, if you're just into supporting Haven, it's a really, really fun event. The music was fantastic. DJ Unruly did an amazing job of finding music for the whole night. There's raffle prizes. There's vendors that were there. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun, and I really appreciate everything that they do for us.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by my favorite car wash, Quick and Clean Car Wash, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street here. Super nice people in there. Your car comes out, your truck comes out looking great. It's brushless. They have some, you know, people at the end with clean big towels that wipe off your car or truck so you don't have any streaking. Quick and Clean Car Wash. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 coupons, you get 3 free. That's only a quick and clean car wash. Corner of Market and Eureka Way. We'll be right back.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I'm listening to this. I'm the love man. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the Love Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's a love place there. They give love to their patients. Yeah. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. It's starting to become a teaching hospital. Starting next year, they're going to have 8 residents coming in to go do the residency right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. That means more doctors, but what it also means is that when they see how beautiful it is here, what a great place, that we may be able to keep some of these. And by the time they finish, they're going to have 24 doctors cycling through at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. I'm with Mark Story from Haven Humane, the CEO over there. You're on YouTube now.
I am.
You're on YouTube?
It's pretty scary.
You and, oh my God, are you going to become an influencer?
Well, Haven is trying to become an influencer. I'm just one of the people that put content out there on it. So, yeah, our YouTube channel, just go to Haven Humane on YouTube, and every Monday I do what's called Mark's Monday Mashup. So I've been doing it now for a few weeks. It's a lot of fun. I'm trying to find weekly content, but I introduce animals every week, and I'm introducing staff little by little, so you get to meet some of the staff and see what we do. Most of the animals, well, all the animals that I've introduced so far have been adoptable, except for one, actually. Which is on a what we call a FOSPIS, which is a foster hospice thing. So he is an older dog that sadly has lymphoma, but Janet got him on FOSPIS. So she's taking care of him. His name is Jet. He's an amazing pup. He comes into work when my dogs are not in the office, and he is just a huge love. So thank you, Janet, who I know is listening, for taking care, such great care of Jet, because he's a special boy.
I'm watching you right now.
Well, they're fun. I do them every week, and I do them with Trey. Trey's the one that films them for me, and I have, like I said, I have some of the staff join us. So if you can go on there, that would be great. If you go on to YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and hit the notification bell. That just gets it out there more for us. And if you can share it, that's fantastic too. But yes, we are putting a lot of content on our YouTube, not just Mark's Monday Mashup. Trey and our development department, with Mandy are putting a lot of stuff up there, that we're filming. We have a lot of shorts up there that are a lot of fun, and then the Mark's Monday Mashup and some other stuff that we're putting on there. So we're trying to grow our YouTube channel so we can get the information out there because,
you know,
you're
the very first person I've ever hit the bell on.
Aw, oh, thanks, man.
And,
I feel honored.
Is that personalized? I don't know. What's that mean? I'll get personalized notifications when you put things up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So please go on there and check it out. It's a lot of fun. And then
you need better lighting.
Speaking of Mark's Monday Mashup, we do have an animal story here, and it's related to that. Yesterday's post was about two special dogs that we have. They are Nova and Shania. They're both deaf. So I did do a YouTube thing, my Mark's Monday Mashup that came out yesterday. It was with Shania and Nova. And when you watch it, I don't talk about them being deaf until after I've introduced both of the dogs. In fact, Nova's already put away, and I'm talking about it when we're talking to when we're playing with Shania. And I don't think anybody really would have noticed that they were deaf from their actions.
How do people interact with a deaf animal? Because I know other people who have deaf dogs.
So it's
over the years.
Yeah. So it's very similar to how you would interact with a hearing animal. The only difference is that you have to always be cognizant of the fact that they're deaf. So you don't want to startle them. You don't want to come up from behind them. You want to be careful when you wake them up because they don't know that, right? Because they can't hear. And it's really hard because even when I was doing the video, I'm trying to talk to both of the dogs, and you know, obviously they don't hear. So they do respond to sign language. So, and it's the same thing that we would use with a hearing dog. Like we're going to have a symbol for sit. We're going to have a sign for sit. We're going to have a sign for stay. It might be just a hand up. Sit might be, the hand raising. Whatever your normal signal for your doggy is going to be is even more important now with a deaf dog.
I also heard because deaf dogs will sleep at different times.
I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard that?
No, they should get into a normal swing of things once
routine.
They're into a family,
Can they? I mean, if the family's moving around, they can feel this. I'm sure
they can. Yeah, there are other senses, just like any being that's deaf. Their other senses are heightened.
Sure.
So they will get all of that. But they make fantastic pets. Just because they're deaf doesn't mean anything. It's just that you have to be cognizant of that. And as long as you are, then they make fantastic pets. You know, this is a dog where you're not going to want to take off leash and let run, because you can't just holler and they're going to come back. You know, and they a lot of times, especially once you have that relationship built with them, mm-hmm. they will make eye contact a lot more. right? Because they don't have that hearing. So they'll be making
they'll be looking at you
Your Honor, a lot more. But they make fantastic pets, and both Shania and Nova are available for adoption today. So
what kind of dogs are they?
They're both pit bulls, and they're both white, and that is a common thing. In fact, we usually will check the all-white dogs because that is a genetic marker, and I hope I'm saying that right, that they could be deaf.
So, all-white dogs?
Yeah. No, not all-white dogs are deaf, but a lot of the all-white ones are the ones that are deaf. Majority of the animals...
It doesn't make any difference what kind of breed.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, what about things like Samoyeds and those? I mean, they're bred to be white.
Right.
That's different. So.
Completely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Your volunteers, they are out there kicking butt.
Well, this is a little different. We had we want to send a big thanks out to the employees from several of the Walmart stores in the North State for getting together on August 17th. They cleaned up our dog walking trail. So they were out there for 2 or 3 hours. They removed weeds and leaves. It looks great. And the volunteers who walk the dogs now definitely appreciate it. So we appreciate companies whose employees get together and do a community service project to Haven Humane. And this time it was Walmart, so we really appreciate them for helping out.
Well, you know, talking about trails and people with dogs, everybody just wants to let your dog off on the, you know, on the trail.
Yeah, don't do that.
Let me tell you what the problem is with that. I'm riding a horse through Anderson River Park, and a lady was there with three dogs. They were all on a leash. She took, I mean, it was perfect. Horses, you know, my horse... It is not bothered by dogs. However, you get a dog around my horse's feet, and it starts this, you know, yipping and all that. She is a sneaky kicker, and she will level your dog, and she won't think a second about it. But that lady had her, you know, the Wonder Horse ignores dogs, big dogs, small dogs, just ignores them. She's been around them, but I've noticed that you get a dog around her feet. Oh yeah,
sure. Well, it's self defense.
It's just self defense,
right?
And but when you're walking on a trail, you know, if you're on the river trail, walking around, you should have your dogs on a leash because other it's one, it's the law, but there's other people coming with dogs.
Yeah, and same thing in Anderson River Park, it's required to have them on a leash. Yeah. The only place your dog should be off a leash is at an off-leash dog park.
Yeah, Benton dog park.
Benton dog park. There's also one. The other dog park that's off leash, which is off at the end of Bocelli over there across from Turtle Bay, is another one that's going to be off. And then I know the city is working on putting in some new dog parks as well in the future, which is great. But, yes, you should have your dogs on a leash. And your dog may be perfectly well behaved. It may stand by your side and everything else. And that's not really what I'm worried about. What I'm really worried about is other animals like your horse or snakes or anything else that might distract your dog, because anything can happen, and if you don't have that control with that leash, then your dog could get injured or somebody else could get injured. So it's really important that we follow all those rules. That's okay. Why they're there.
You know, here's a good question before we take a break.
Sure.
Why are there so many pity crosses? There's a question, was there a pit breeder around here? But that's not...
Nationwide thing.
Is there so many pity crosses?
Well, there's a... It's not a short answer, so I'll do the best I can to make it a short answer. But there's a lot of theories on that. They were very popular in the 70s and 80s, and so they were really, really overbred. The other answer to that is that many of the ones that you see that are, you're calling, pit crosses have no pit bull in them whatsoever. Anything with a bowling ball style head is going to be considered...
He said bowling ball style. You know, that's a round head.
Yeah, a round head. Is going to be considered a pit bull. But it may be lab and boxer. It could be boxer and cattle dog. And we're probably going to call it a pit bull. And shelters will definitely label them as a pit mix just because we don't know any difference. But many times when they get DNA tested, we find that they have
no pit bull in them whatsoever.
Correct. Yeah. So, but that being said, a few years ago, I don't really think it's still the same now because I think that it's changed. But a few years ago when I got into animal care, so about 10 years ago or so, they were estimating that 75% of all dogs in shelters were either pit bulls or chihuahuas, and 25% made up every other breed. And I went around, and this was all in just California, but I went around to some shelters to learn about sheltering, and that was pretty much spot on. I mean, really? It was pretty much 75% of all the dogs, especially like I went down to San Mateo, down to San Francisco, and went to Peninsula Humane Society, and it was pitbull, five chihuahuas, pitbull, hey, a lab, pitbull, five chihuahuas, pitbull, lab. I mean, it was probably more than 75% there at the time. So, yes, there are a whole bunch of them. Now, that being said, they're hands down my favorite breed.
You have two.
Yeah. And they are absolutely amazing dogs. They're extremely loving. They're extremely loyal. But like shepherds, huskies, you mentioned huskies, Rottweilers, you know, all of those big
Dobies,
yeah. All those big, strong, high energy dogs. You need to be aware that you have a big, strong, high energy dog, and you need to be aware of that. You don't want to leave kids alone with any dogs, especially not those kind of dogs, because they're big. They can do a lot of damage, and it's not because they're being mean. It's because they're fearful. So I have met very few pit bulls that were mean to humans. I've met quite a few that didn't like other dogs, more than I care to remember. But even them, many of those guys met a dog that they really liked, and they are perfect partners with them. Yeah. So
don't be afraid of a pity mix.
No.
It's like people. There are genuine jerks out there.
Yeah.
And just like there's, you know, I was at the post office the other day, and this woman had this really big pity there. And all that pity wanted to do was lay up against me.
Oh, yeah.
Wag its tail.
Most of them are big
loves. You know, wag its tail, big smile on its face, just, you know, pet me. And she said, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. You know, I mean, yeah, it's okay.
And the majority of dogs in general are big loves. I mean, that's the thing. And so pit bulls are, you know, they fall in line with that. So, yeah, I hope that answered that. You know, it is a concern. I mean, when I talk about and when I got to Haven, and I talked about the three things that we really need to focus on, it was feral cats, unweaned kittens, and pit bulls. And I think we've done a good job with all three.
Yeah.
But we have work to do on all three. I think the pit bull thing, we probably made more headway. We're seeing a lot of shepherds now, you know. It was funny, I went to SAC SPCA last week, and they've been seeing a bunch of French bulldogs, which is crazy.
French bulldogs?
Yeah, which we never see. So
French bulldogs?
Yeah, which
is crazy.
You know
how much those things are?
Yeah, I do. That's why it was
crazy.
And
they're being turned into Sacramento,
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are these older dogs?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. No, they were, the one I saw was younger. Probably 2-3 years old. I was like, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, but I'm trying to get into today to get a haircut. I hope Logan and Tim, one of them has an opening sometime today. It's a veteran-owned business. It's the only place I've had my haircut since living in Redding, and I've been here now forever. They work by appointments. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. I've never had a bad haircut there. They're great people. I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. We're here with Haven Humane, and Bob's on the line. But before we get to Bob, let's go to our weather. I neglected to do the weather at the top of the hour, so hit us.
All righty. So today we have a high of 104. Tonight, a low of 70. Tomorrow, Wednesday, a high of 102. Wednesday night, a low of 70 as well. Thursday, high of 107. Thursday night, low of 71. Friday, a high of 106. Going into this weekend, though, we are going to be seeing 110 on Sunday. Labor Day is 111, and there is, I believe, an excessive heat warning starting Saturday.
There will be starting Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that treats their customers like friends. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. Get a hold of them at 530-365-3793. The Kinney family. And I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Bob's on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Say, I would like to understand what determines the value of a dog.
The value of a dog?
The money value. For instance, I know somebody that raises the French Bulldogs, and they're just so darn friendly. But they sell them for like $1,500.
Oh, if you can find a French Bulldog for $1,500, you ought to jump at it, because the ones I've seen have been more expensive than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see what your question is, Bob. Yeah. Honestly, it's supply and demand like anything else, and that's why we adopt out. I don't really like pricing dogs. That's why I refuse to price one breed higher than any other breed, because I don't think that there should be a value placed on them.
One of my points is that some people just want them as pets, you know, as a companion. But they're so darn expensive if you buy a full purebred. I've had a lot of Chihuahuas in my life, and they're wonderful little dogs. A lot of people don't like them because they say they're yippy and they snap and everything. All of mine were just very friendly. So the personalities. are different in the same breeds.
Absolutely.
And Rottweilers, I remember walking into the living room, and this Rottweiler came up and just sort of jumped up on me and put his paws on my shoulders and about knocked me down. That thing must have been 180 pounds or something like that.
But it was a friendly knockdown, though, right?
Do what?
It was a friendly knockdown.
Yeah, very friendly. Yeah, and but you know, they, I guess you can teach them to be mean. But I was just curious about the little French bulldogs.
I think it is. I think it's supply and demand.
It is.
And if there were 10,000 pit bull breeders out there, the prices would come down. But because there's not, so good question.
Yeah,
thanks, Bob.
And I'll say this too, Bob. A lot of the breeders that that sell, like especially if you're talking about a $1,500 Frenchie, more than likely they probably have a clause in there that you can't breed for $1,500. So if you wanted to get a breeder, then it's going to be $2,500, $3,500. So a lot of the breeders will put that in there too, where they won't allow them to breed if you buy them. I'm using quotes from them instead of adopt them. Yeah.
Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. Well, you know, other ones too, like you're starting to see all of these doodle crosses. And, you know, I mean, everything you can think of, the Burmese mountain dog and a poodle. So, anyway. Okay. Bark, Wine, and Brew's coming.
Bark, Wine, and Brew is coming. I cannot believe it. You guys were talking about it. I mean, it's September in a couple days. So we are just over a month away. So Bark, Wine, and Brew will be at the Wind River Event Center. It's October 1st. We do have a couple of tables left for table sponsorship available. So if you'd like to promote your business on top of a table, give Mandy a call at 241-5262 in development. But, yes, that is coming up. We've got, like I said, we only got, I think it's two or three tables that are left to buy. So we are.
It's a great time.
Yes. But there are sponsorship opportunities. And then if you have stuff that you would like to donate or know somebody that would like to donate something to the auction, and that would be fantastic too. And again, 241-5262, that's Mandy and Trainer Development Department.
Okay. As we just said, we're into the we've been in the hot season. We talk about this a lot, but it's going to be 112 this Monday.
Yeah, I looked at the forecast. The next time we're not in triple digits is forecast for next Friday, the 9th of September, and it's going to be 99. So yeah, please remember, do not leave your animals and your pets. Don't leave anything in your car that's alive, for crying out loud. It's just too hot right now. Just don't bring them with you if you know you're going to run in, because you know how it goes. You're like, I'm just going to run in. I'm going to get a thing of milk, and I'm going to come back out. And then you run into somebody you haven't seen in a year or since pre-COVID, right? How many times has that happened to us? Next thing you know, it's 20 minutes later. Your dog's in the car, and your dog's frying in the car, literally frying in the car because of these heats. So please just don't do it. If you see an animal in a car that's in distress, and you're in the city of Reading or the city of Anderson, please call 241-2550. Again, it's 241-2550. Let our animal control officers know about it, and they will respond. That becomes a top priority.
That becomes
and they'll get there and help out.
That's like an active shooter for the police.
Not quite, close.
But,
yes.
You know, I mean, they'll roll on that one. And you've got a thermometer thermometer gun.
Yeah, we have
gun,
a temp gun.
A temp gun that you can see how hot it is in there.
Yep, and they can see if they're in distress, too. And then always, if it's too hot for you to put your hand on the pavement, it's too hot for your dogs to walk on that pavement for any length of time whatsoever. So if you're going to walk your dogs, which we certainly recommend for both you and your dogs, walk them early in the morning, walk them in the evening when it gets cooler. And then make sure if they're outside during the day that they've got shade and they've got fresh water all the time.
Okay. Indian Dave, good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry. I should change my name to Harper Dave.
It's what?
Harper Dave.
It's Harper Dave.
Harper. Hey, we got some people cleared out behind us, and, of course, they left some strays, and they were running all over town and stuff. The big thing is now, I don't know where they came from, but, man, we've got jillions of cats. And I called them out the other day, and they said they couldn't do anything about it because they're way behind. I said, okay, I understand. But in 6 months, we're going to have a billion jillion cats. My wife just took a picture the other day of 40 cats in one place. Of course, there's people feeding them. Now that other people are gone, there's people that drive up and put the stuff under the fence and go out on the property that is
the trail.
Private property. The trail between the house and the trail. But it's private property. We can't go on there because we've been, you know, the cops patrol it now up on top. And it's private property. So, what are we going to do with this? I mean, we're going to have a big cat problem. We've got a big cat problem, of course, in Redding. But I mean, is there anything we can do now?
We have a big cat problem in the whole country. So it's not just a Redding specific thing, and that's the problem.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for calling in, and I am absolutely empathetic to the situation that you're in, because we get calls like this often, and unfortunately there's not too terribly much we can do. I would encourage you to call 241-2550 and talk to them again and explain the situation and see if there's any options that we have for you. I know right now we're really full, so right now we probably aren't going to be able to help much. But that is a problem. And until we have everybody that's willing to trap, neuter, release, and spay and neuter all their animals, it's not going to get corrected. And Haven isn't a big enough organization to be able to do that by ourselves. We would have to have probably to really knock down the amount of cats that we have by using trap, neuter, release. We'd probably need 20 vets working 7 days a week, spaying and neutering 30 to 40,000 cats a year. And it's just not going to happen. So, the only way we can do this safely is if everybody starts helping out with the spay and neuter, and trapping and releasing them, and that's going to be an issue. And what Dave's talking about is an even bigger problem, because now, you know, they've been dumped. They're not Dave's responsibility, but now somebody else is taking that on by feeding them, which is exasperating the problem. Mm-hmm. So, it's a big problem. I wish I had a solution for it. I wish I had an instant solution for it. I don't. But we're working on it all the time, and so is the industry working on it. There's been advances with spay neuter techniques and everything else, so we're trying to get a solution for it. It's just we're 100 years behind in this issue, and so we're trying to fix it.
You know, for the Mustangs, and the Mustangs in the open range is a huge, huge problem, because of the how BLM and other places are running this program. And they've started darting some of the mares to, it provides birth control. The only problem is you've got people out there that have to find them, dart them. And then they're taking photos of them, so they, you know they're not going to dart them again. And that's a small, it's a relatively small program. You can't do that with cats. Got somebody sitting out there with your NVGs on, your night vision goggles, and you're darting cats. That just is not going to go. Okay, we talked about the heat. Oh, evacuation plan. That's important.
It is important. It's extremely important. So you should have an evacuation plan, especially right now. We're not even close to out of fire season. We've got another 3 months on, optimistically in fire season. So, you need to be ready, and you need to be ready for yourself, but you also need to be ready for your pets. So, have a go bag for yourself. Obviously have a plan in place, but have a go bag for your pets as well. Any medications, have leashes, collars, have all that stuff ready to go. If you have cats, we would definitely recommend having, crates, anything that you can carry them in. You don't want to bring them out separately because they are going to freak. And then large animals, make sure you have a plan for them. If you do not own a trailer and your plan is your next door neighbor's trailer, that is not a good plan if they have, unless they don't have any animals, they just happen to have a trailer, which I doubt. That's not a good plan. Make sure you've got a plan to get your large animals out of there. And we've talked about this pretty much every time we talked about it, but if an evacuation is the first time that your large animal's been loaded up into a trailer, that is going to be a tough ask. So make sure that they can be loaded up in the trailer.
What we found was our horse jumps into stock trailers, slant loads, but trying to get her into a straight ahead, trailer, we had to work with her for, 2 days before she, before she got the idea that if she steps in there, she's okay. And then we drove around and, to get her used to it. But just because it loads into one trailer and you've got a different looking trailer, they're a fight. They're a fight or flight animal.
Well, and you're talking about the best case scenario where you're loading them up, where you're not in a rush. There's no panic or anything. Now throw in there's smoke and there's fire and there's aim, you know, there's sirens and there's panic and they can feel it. And now you're trying to load up into a trailer that they haven't been into, and that just complicates it. And honestly, we have amazing teams in this area. We've got the Sheriff's Posse, we've got the Sheriff's Department, we've got Haven Humane, we've got Cowboy 911. We have all these amazing organizations that are out there willing to help and everything. But you know, none of us can spend 45 minutes trying to load up one horse when we're trying to evacuate 100 of them. You know, and so
you know the other thing too is God forbid it hits close to your stables and you can't make it there. The halter where they grab a halter should have the horse's name and a phone number on it because they're not chipped. Horses are not chipped. So I get they can be.
Some of them are.
But have a halter with the horse's name at the very minimum, but also your phone number so they can call you wherever they collect and move the horses to or the large animals to, and then they can call you and say, hey, we have your horse. You may be out of town or something. And at our stables, we've got plans. So, I mean, we're moving other people's horses and all that. We got enough trailers, but if it's an emergency, you know, you're loading yours and you're trying to grab somebody else's horse. Now, we know everybody's horse out there, but if we go out to help somebody else and I load a horse, I don't know who those people are.
Right.
And I'm going to take them to safety.
Right. So, absolutely.
Anyway. Okay. Did we skip a break?
We're waiting to take one.
Okay. Well, let's take our last break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business 15 years, and it truly is a community bank. It is a local bank. Local board of directors, locally run. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy with them. To learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres, and some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Wind River Resort and Casino proudly presents actor and comedian Josh Wolf live inside the event center Thursday, September 15th. You may have seen him on Chelsea Lately or in his viral comedy special Father of the Year. Or also hosting the first ever CMT late night event, The Josh Wolf Show. You don't want to miss this. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend this show. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win.
when our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I don't know who's going to be on tomorrow. I should have checked that. The last day of August, but
it'll be a great show, though.
It'll be a great show. Okay. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and let's blow through some of these because we got 5 minutes left.
Yep. Okay. So a couple things. Our vaccine clinic, we're back on schedule every Wednesday, 2 to 4 for our vaccine clinic. We do encourage you to get there early. We're seeing about 40 pets now, so we're definitely upping that. Our vet hospital is not yet scheduling appointments, but we're hoping to be scheduling them by the end of this month, and hopefully we're going to be able to open up spays and neuters again. By the end of September. And hopefully we'll be doing surgeries very soon, but we still have a lot to catch up on. So they're working their tails off, and I really appreciate them all. They're doing a great job, and our new vet is amazing. And so when you meet Dr. Campbell, please thank her for coming over. And Dr. Boyce, who's our part-time vet, has been helping out immensely. So I appreciate them so greatly and our whole team in there. We are taking donated vehicles now. This is something that we just started doing. So donating vehicles easy. You simply call 855-500-7433. Again, it's 855-500-7433. And our partners at Cars Inc. will tow your vehicle at no cost to you and send you a tax-deductible receipt. We take all kinds of vehicles. There's more information on our website, havenhumane.org.
Great. Looks like there may be a VRBO opening down our street, and you'll be getting some phone calls.
About cars?
About cars. Yeah.
If
they park it on the street, that's it. They're gone. Now Haven Humane can own them.
That's how that works. Oh. For those of you that actually have cars, please look on our website for more information on that. And then lastly, and certainly not least, I want to thank all of our volunteers. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing. We couldn't do what we do without them. We had a outreach last week, actually, at Anderson River Park, and they were there, which is fantastic. And our volunteers are just amazing. It's been hot, and they're still out there walking dogs and helping out. And we are still really, really full. I didn't talk about it much, but in almost 13 years of sheltering, this is the busiest I've ever seen sheltering. And it's not just us. It's across the state. It's across the country. Sadly, there are shelters all over the state that are euthanizing for space for the first time in many, many years because we are just so full. And that's why we're running the $25 special on everything that's over 6 months of age. And we have a couple other specials that are coming up, too. So if you're interested in volunteering, joining our team, helping out, there's tons of opportunities. It's not just about walking dogs and socializing cats. There's all kinds of opportunities. Please go to our website, havenhumane.org, and go to the volunteer tab. You fill out a quick application, and then Cassie Badman, who is our amazing volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you about the next steps and you joining our team. And we absolutely love that. So our volunteers are fantastic.
Okay. Wow. You all work really hard. You've worked really hard to become a no-kill sanctuary on dogs.
And not a sanctuary,
Unless a dog is suffering has been injured in a wreck or something like that. So I know that, you know, and it's, I don't know if it's because of COVID and everybody got a dog or a cat then, and then now they can go out and now that dog or cat has become kind of we can't do this because we have a dog, so let's just give it away.
I think Bob was on to something there a little earlier today. I truly feel that during COVID, people bred thinking they can make a lot more money because a lot of the animals that we're getting in are all 18 months to 2 years of age, which is right in that sweet spot of COVID. And so I think people did that. And, of course, again, supply and demand. There was a huge supply and not that big a demand at the time, or not enough to keep up with it. So I mean, I can't prove that. That's just kind of me thinking. And I think the economy definitely is affecting a lot of people with their animals.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, people are, you know, things have gotten really, really tight.
Yeah. So, you know, the economy has definitely affected folks. So, you know, we're trying to help out with food and that kind of stuff. So, and try and talk people into that. But we had a dog chained to our tree Saturday morning.
I saw that photo.
Yeah. So, you know, and, it's tough right now. It's tough, and I get that. We definitely don't want animals to be in the shelter. Our shelter's really, really full. Like I said, I've never seen it. I've seen our shelter this full before, but it's usually for a short period of time. But it's really full right now. I mean, really full to the point where we have pop-up crates in between the kennels right now for dogs because we are just that full.